Shir Mem Hein Babakama continued, Yud Gimel Shvari Tavshim Mem Gimel, January 27, 1983, on Thursday, continued.
But with the Rai say, even when our magic spoke, so we appreciate it. Anyway, this is what the mission means. Nechosim Shein Nebile, Tolim Al Mizak Nechosim Shein Nebile Nechai Mishal, Al Mizak Nechai Shein Nechai, in Nafshin Kul Nuzoshim Shirei, so it agrees, in other words, that only if the Shein is Mazik is Shein, so it is Foyer, but if it's Mazik is Shein, shall Akum is Foyer. Unechosim Al Mechodim, Sheyesh Lem Bailim, לעתוקי דהרקה שנזק מחוסי דהרקה ריפותר ובגמור המפורש לו ובכל מוקד חוץ משוצא מיוחדס למאזיק ושוצא מי זה כבר מאזיק כי שהיזיק חלה מאזיק ושם פרשנדס מגמורת סובדר איזה מחלקת בגן רב חיזה מרבו עוזו אז בפשט במשנה אקודי כתור רב חיזה סו רישוס המיזק והמאזיק סו שם ברגל סו שם ברגל ישראל שחד את המאזיק. So now we're to explain the Mishnah as follows. Ubihom Bokim Chutz Meshusam Yechedes L'Mazik. We should be able to L'Mazik. So he's Chayek. Uchshuzam Yizek L'Mazik. He's also Chayek Kishi Yizek Chava Mazik. He's also Chayek. Shem Rek. Mashiach Kine Kolit Rabel Zeya. So Rishu Shel Shneyem Meshusam Yizek Riyam Mazik. So Shem Rek will spot there. So Mimele. The Pshat in the Mishnah is, ובכל מוקם חוט משוצאים לכנס למזיק. So that's accepted, that's excluded. ושוצא מזיק והמזיק is also excluded, is also accepted. In other words, so שם רגול is פוטר. So שם רגול is פוטר. ושוצא מזיק והמזיק. So שם רגול is פוטר. But, כשהיזיק חבר מזיק is חייב. So what is כשהיזיק חבר מזיק חייב? So the Gemara says, "Lelibuye kara." That's what the Gemara says. Lelibuye kara. Now Rashi says, "Kishesidik halazik, but Rashinoli in Gurishpirkin lasuye kara." Kishesidik halazik, the Reishi with Rashinoli. You have to say ready. So if you remember at that time, Tesis also said that kishesidik halazik. Kishihidik hava mazik. So, Dardale, why do you have kishihidik hava? I will need doch kishihidik hava. So at that time we explained how the stasis know that Luke, kishihidik hava mazik, the reishe. So we said at that time that it means because the first Mishnah says, הצדה שווה שבין שדל קונגל דל קונג להזיק יש לי רוסטון הלכוס but Kerem the first time is not דל קונג להזיק is not דל קונג להזיק so mele it couldn't have reference to the כשהיזיק חלמזיק of the ratio but it has reference to כשהיזיק חלמזיק of the second mission now here Rashi says וש כשיהי תקחה מזיק עוד השינו ומשפיר כמה עשוי קרם ושיהי תקחה מזיק ראשו עם השינו לי דיולב יסייר so that is not what we said because he says וכשיהי תקחה מזיק ראשו עם השינו לי דיולב יסייר why is it יסייר? It is יסייר why is the כשיהי תקחה מזיק of the second Mishnah this Mishnah any more superfluous than כשיהי תקחה מזיק of the first Mishnah on the first Mishnah. So the Pshat, at that time, I didn't want to discuss this Rashi, because we haven't reached this Rashi yet. But there, if you look up the Gemara here, in the Rav Amiri, the Shikbetz, I think, mentions it, in the Rav Amiri, the Gemara says here, that you do on the base, which is a little bit of a magic. Omer Afriz, Omer Avim, Ha'echotz Rashutim, Chayim Bo Hashem Lo'ego, Bo'ech Omer, חוץ משוצא מיוחדס למאזיק לפותר, ושוצא מיוחדס למאזיק כשהיזיק חלה מאזיק, ורבי זוהים לפותר השם הרגו, בורא כמה, חוץ משוצא מיוחדס למאזיק, ושוצא מיוחדס למאזיק נעמי פותר, ושהיזיק חלה מאזיק, ועשוי יקר. ועשוי יקר. So the Rav Amiri says, when the Gemara says, ושהיזיק חלה מאזיק, ועשוי יקר, the Gemara doesn't mean the chiyuv of Kerem in general. The chiyuv of Kerem in general, so that is included, implicit, in the first Kishiyizik HaLamazik. So that is included in the first kissing of Mazik, their first Mishnah. But here the Gemara is telling us that the second that the Kshid Chava Mazik of the second Mishnah is Malbe Keren in the case of the Shusan Mizek Lamazik. Because if the Kavina Kodesh had mentioned the first Mishnah, so then I would know that Keren is in general Israel. That I know from the Kishizi Kamamazik of the first Mishnah. But I wouldn't know that Keren is higher even in the Rishut Shneir. Because I could say, Sin Shem Reigo, Rebbe Elazar says, is Potter Hashem Reigo Rishut Shneir. So maybe Keren too, Rishut Shneir. So Keren is Potter. Maybe Keren is only higher Rishut Samizek. But Rishut Samazik, Reyanizek, maybe Keren is Potter, just as the Rebbe is Potter, Birshut Shneir. So the second Kishin Kavamazik tells us that Keren, even though the Rebbe is Potter, Birshut Shneir, but Keren is Chayim. So in other words, according to the Rav Amiri, so both Kishin Kavamaziks are superfluous. So the first Kishin Kavamazik, the Shehizi Kavamazik of the first Mishneh, is superfluous, and it was put in by Rabin HaKodesh in order to advise us that there is a chiyuv of Keren in general. But then the second Kishizik HaLamazik, in the second Mishnah, was put in by Rabin HaKodesh to tell us that Keren is chayev not only Bishus HaMizek, but Keren is chayev in Bishus Shneir, even though Shem Rebbe is part of Bishus Shneir. So mele, the Pshat Rashi, I think, is, Rashi says here, why is the second Kishin Kalamazik more Yisere than the first? The answer is because the first Kishin Kalamazik, so the first Kishin Kalamazik, so that tells us the Chiyu of Kalam in general. And this, Kishin Kalamazik tells us that Keren is higher even Birshut Shneir.
Shir Mem Vavim Bavakama Tezayin Shvat Hei Tav Shemem Gimel January 30th, 1983 on Sunday.
We learn the Mishnah. Tone Rabbonah. Kol Shechapti Vishmerosei Yichsharti Yisnisi. כיצד? שאירו ביר שמוצרו מחר השאירו בקוטן והזיקו חיוב לשם מה שאין כמי. So if someone turned over the share of the bear to the custody of the חרשי בקוטן, so it is חי. But if somebody turned over an age to the חרשי בקוטן, and the age was מזיק is פות. So the more as the cash. במה יסכים? אילן בשאיר כושר ובר מחוסה the kavotz gabish gachles meish noch meish noch so the kasha of the gemara is a stasis points out so just as it is potter in the so just as it is potter in case of the gachles why because he was not negligent so he should be potter in the case of sheir kosher ubeir mechuse also because he is not negligent if the sheir was kosher and the beir was mechuse Elo b'sheir muter u'beir migule. So that's why, in case of sheir and beir, if he left it in the custody of the chayashim likotin, an open beir or an untied sheir, so the mele is a pesheir. So that's why he is chayev. And so what is the counterpart of the sheir, muter, ubeir, mikule in age? What is the counterpart in age? In other words, Ishal Heves. So why Ishal Heves poter? So, Mashiach ki meish di poter, was ka Ishal Heves meish di poter, vo ma vishlok ish meish di cheski, lo ishonu le shemos olei gachles ve libo, avo Ishal Heves chayev. My time in the body is a so Cheski says Bifeirish that Shaleve so Yischayev so Gemara says so that push is Gemara Lei Lombos Bishir Kosher Ubeir Mechutz Udichavos Gabi Ish Gachlis So Urikam get Maishnoche. Just as in the case of Ishgachmas. So he's potter. Why? Because he was not negligent. So in the case of Sheikh Kosher Ben Mechutse, he's not negligent either. He should be put there. So the answer is, Sheikh Darkelin Tuke, Beya Darkelin Tuye, Gachlis, come on. Come on, the Shopek, Lay Mam, Yam, Yavazre, Gabi Sheya, and Gabi Beya, even though it's Sheikh Kosher Ben Mechutse, there is still negligence. Because it's likely that the Sheya will be untied. It's likely that the bear will become uncovered. Mashinkin by a shigachles on the contrary. A gachles, so the, every minute, so the fire, the flame becomes weaker, fainter, smaller and smaller. So the melee, there is no element of negligence. Now, let's see here the Rashi. There is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis, and the same machlekes is between the Rambam and Rai. Now, when the Gemara says, this is Cheski, Rishlokish Mishmede Cheski. Most Rishayim pass like Cheski, not like Rabiecha. Even though the general rule is that whenever there is a machlekes between Rishlokish and Rabiecha, and so generally, the Aloche is like Rabbi Yechon, except in three, four places. So here, there is also machleken between the Shlokish and Rabbi Yechon, so the Aloche should be like Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon. So the Riv baskins like the Shlokish, he says, because here, it's the Shlokish which made the Cheskiye, and Cheskiye is Rabbi Rabbi Yechon. So that's why we pass here like the Shlokish. Because it's not just Rish Lakish, it's Cheski against Rabbi Yechon. Cheski against Rabbi Yechon. And then he mentions a raya from this Gemara that here the Aloche is like Cheski and not like Rabbi Yechon. Because the Gemara is Kashi, the Gemara said, Chaboshiga ben Shalebes, Mashin Kim ben Ish Dipotea, Vomar Rish Lakish, Mashin Cheski, Lo Yishonu Shimot Lo Yichles Vilibo, Avol Shalebes Chayev, My time don't worry as a key. If the Aloche would be so bishlim, if we say that Aloche is like Rish Lakish, so that's why the Gemara is Kashi. But Rish Lakish, Mishmin Cheski says no. But if the Aloche is like Rabbi Yechanan, so the Gemara should have said, Lo Yishonu Bishleime Ali de Rishloki Shniche Elo Bishleime Ali de Rabbi Yechanan Niche Avo Ali de Rishloki My time that's the way the Gemara should have said. The Gemara is asking Stam Voma Rishloki de Cheski. So what's the Kashe? But Rabbi Yechanan is Chelik. Rabbi Yechanan is Chelik, it's an explicit Machlekes. So apparently, this is the way we pass. So that's why Gemara asks Sam, and Gemara doesn't say Hotenach Alibe the Rabbi Yechanan El Alibe the Rishlokish Homa Rishlokish Lo Yishonu El Shemos Aligachlet Libo Al Shalebes Chayev. Why does Gemara say Sam? Apparently, Gemara is taking for granted that Aloche is like Cheskiye, that Shalebes. Anyway. So most the Riv, the Rambam, most the Shemim, they pass like Cheski, that Shaleves is high. However, the Rav Amiri mentions, and there's the Pesach Mishchonoch, like the Riv and the Rambam, the Rav Amiri mentions, the Rav Amiri says, that the Aloche is, and the Riv himself, in Daf Nun Tes, in Akenes, mentions that there are some of the Shemim who pass like Amir. Daf Nun Tes, in Akenes, the Riv. Chofei, in the Riv, Omidal, Omar is walking to the Cheski, Lo Yishonu, she must look after Libo, Abu Moshe Shalevis Chayev, my time was at Deiko Gam, Rabbi Yechon Omar Afu Moshe Shalevis Potter, my time is up to the Cheresh Gogor, Vul Mechaiwa, the Moshe Gabdo, he still se Ushrage, the Abu Meister at Deiko Gam, Rabbi Yechon Bimede, suppose he is Messiah, to a Cheresh in the cotton, paper or thin slices of wood, and matches and fire, so then then he's certainly negligent. In other words, when does Rabbi Yechon say even Mosar Shalves? In other words, he had a very thick log of wood that was burning with the Shalves. So it's not very likely that it will, the fire will spread. Mashenkin, if his name said the Shalevish, a pile of thin slices of wood or a pile of paper and with matches. So naturally, I mean, it's very likely that the fire will spread as a result of the thin slices of wood. Alright, that's what the Gemara says. But anyway, the Shulchan Aruch, they all passed in life, the Shlokish, Mishnei, the Cheski. Anyway, so here there is, let's see the Rashi, what Rashi says. So how does Rashi explain the Gemara that Rish Lakish says that Sheir Kosher will be a Mechuse according to Rish Lakish? So he's Chayev. So it means that it was not Mechuse Koro. It was not Mechuse Koro. It was not Kosher Koro. But if it was Mechuse Koro in such a way that by itself it couldn't be Ankor, it couldn't be Ankor. But so then Rish Lakish is made that the Meiseh is spot, that's Rashi. Now, so let's see, Teitzves is Chayev. Let's see the tesis. She however into kepir shagasha through the loy cherish. Dartel into kemelo. Vichin beer dartel into remelo. Vikosh it alcohol, because the kisoko o mire. Kidi pirish. Uli kamutnan kisoko o potter. Vinirli forage the dartel into kaldi cherish coma. The gora mission the mosal cherish. Avo gachles li gora coca. The darkel will be gacheles, but the darkel into kesheil into rebeir. The chamo the shobik lo cheresh, miam yevozo, miam yevozo. In other words, sometimes you see when you go in the street, and you see so in the street you have all over the sewers. Sometimes you see that the cover, it's covered, the sewer is covered, but it doesn't fit in into the sewer. In other words, it just is put on top. It's put on top. So in other words, so then it could be uncovered by itself, either by the force of the wind, or let's say people unintentionally and inadvertently, as they walk, they might push the cover. Like that is certainly any mechuse kor, that is in the form. But suppose the cover fits into that groove that is specially made in order that the cover should, the lid of the sewer should fit into that groove, then it's considered mechuse kor. So there is a machleket between Rashi and Teitzves, when the Gemara and when the Rish Lakish Mishnei Yecheskia says that Sheir Kosher will be a mechuse. So Moshe Lecheresheit and Mikotin. So he's chayev. Why? Why is he chayev? Sheir darkel in tuke, beir darkel in ture. So according to Rashi, it is referenced to a case where it's loy kiso is it all. Loy kiso is it all. But if it is kiso is it all, and by itself, it couldn't be uncovered. It couldn't be uncovered. But it could be uncovered by anybody, even if it's a child. He could just pick up that lid, and that's all. So according to Rashi, if it's in the Chusekaro, then Rish Lakish is made in a spot. According to Teitzves, according to Tetzes. So even if it is Mechusei Kerohu, so he's still Chayev. And why is he Chayev? Because through by itself he could never be uncovered. But there is a possibility. There is a possibility that the Chayashit Mikotin, so we'll pick it up. So that's a machlekes between Rashi and Tetzes. And the same machlekes is between the Rashi, the Rambam and the Rayash. The Rambam agrees with Tetzes, and that here we are dealing with the case, we are dealing with the case where it's Mechusei Kerohu. Mechusei Kerohu. And the Rayash agrees with Rashi. Now let's see. In two places. In Miskimome, in regard to Beir, of course it's all in Miskimome, but in Perik Beis Miskimome, in regard to Beir, and in Perik Hei, I think, in Perik Hei, Perik Dalet Miskimome, in regard to Sheh. Let's see, in Perik Beis Miskimome, in Aloha Ches, Hameiser Beir Li Sheh Meir Chaya Bin Zot, Vi Moschel Lichay Hashik Mikotin, Av Al Pisho Yom Yechuse, הרי הבאי לי חיות שעבי שעמי סביר לי שאין חי בזוק הוא ישחי לשאין לה but if he's me say to an any ben deo so then he is חי he was the חי השאין לי קופי אף אפי שאין לו מחוסה אף אפי שאין לו מחוסה הרי הבאי לי חיות שעבי רוסו לי יסגלס ואילו אין בהם דאס So what is it? Omar Avrom, Ani Eim Yashoro Yom Chusei Kerohu. So the Raivad is like Rashi, and the Rambam is like Tesis. Uva the Magnish says, Vasov Yisom Omar Avrom, Ani Eim Yashoro Yom Chusei Kerohu, Atkan, Uchvo Rechi HaRashbo Zal, Kidim Rabbein, Shafi Yom Chusei Kerohu, Chayu Alim Dechazki, Yil Chazka Vosek Rabbi Yechal Yom Rabbein, Uchimuch, That's in regard to Beir. And then we find the same Achlekes in regard to Sheya between Rambam and Raivad. So the Rambam is like Tesis, And the Raivet is like Rashi. Oh, Pirindal is Luchas Niskim Omar Lochem Bo. Mosa Behem Tu Echere Shid Rikotin, Abo Pishu Yashir Koshu, Habayim Lim Chayovim, Shederach Hashim Vachayin Tzibem, Lahat Rakeh Shabu Lotz Islazi, Afim Shomu O Shir Amu Lo. So that means even if it was tied in such a way that by itself it couldn't be untied. There was a strong, a very firm Tanat. But still chayev, because it's likely to be untied by the Chereshim Likot. Omar Avrom, chayev reishi, dobo zeli mochosa lesheres, ki ma she omru, beyo mechuse b'shir kosher, shu shebosa lecheresim likot, shu chayev shini kosher, ve mechuse ka korola askino, v'sei mechal shmir asacheres. Again, so we have the same achleikes, that between Rashi and Tetzes, so we have it, between the Rambam and the Raivet. So the Rambam is like Tetzes, and Rashi, and the Raivet is like Rashi. Alright. So, that's one Lashon HaDibur. Rabbi Yechon and Yom HaRatu Moshe Lishal Eves. Name Pote, as some Shem, as I mentioned before, point out that from the Lashon HaGemore, it's Mashma, that Aloch is like the Shlokim. Because first the Gemore asks, Vom HaRishlokim Yecheski. In other words, that's the Aloch. But then the Gemara says there is another sheet, the Rabbi Yechon. So that's not a little bit. Rabbi Yechon and Omar Avraham Moshe Lishal Eves Name Poter. The Chavos Yoche Bishem Muter Uber Migule. Ma Yishno Oche O Ma Yishno Oche. So why is it that by Sheyam Muter Uber Migule Yischayim? He is negligent. That we understand, he is negligent. But Shal Eves should also be negligent. So let me ask. So the Gemara in the Teretz, Hoche, Maish, Hosom Tzav Shed Echeresh Vegore, Hoche Li Tzav Shed Echeresh Vegore, so that means that Bai Shaleves is not negligent, and Bai Shem Uter Ubeir, and Ubeir Migule, so he is negligent. Let's see the Rashi. מיאם יאל יאל מאד מחייב גם יאל יבא קח לאס קדאי רבי יחנו מאכן זאפ מוס שאל רספוט דהאש די מייקלוד פון מאשין די די שלבס וכ תחבוס אין חיי גבי שירו ביי בשמות או במיגול מאישנה הוסום גבי בירה צאפ צד חרש קוגורין אחי זוס של חרש גום מאהבה שהוא נות לו ויליחו לגודיש הוכלו יצאפ צד חרש קוגורין Shashi Olah Weezy, the Hena Bay, the loyal the Heresh Easy. So, Tzapse, what does Tzapse mean? Achizose, Vikeche, Miloshin Tzapse, Shekevin Pneilash, Mishnachine, Gasinon, Tzapse Yehudi Shal Heresh, Shenishayed Imashalevis, Vinoto, Miloshin Tzapse Kidamvinon, Levit Tzapse Lechaber. Now, so there are two Mishinis and Rashi. So, if you want, you can say, the two Mishinis are just, I mean, there is no special significance, it's just a question of the meaning of the word. As the first Lashon, according to the first Lashon of Rashi, Tzapse means the holding of the Cheresh. The holding of the Cheresh. So he says, Achizose, Vikeche, Miloshin Tzapse. The second Lashon, Tzapse means Yehudi Shal Cheresh, Nisyachid. The fact that it was in the charge of the Cheresh, it was handled by the Cheresh. So if you want, you can say there is no difference. It's just a question of the meaning of words. But if you go over the Gemara, that Chof Dalet, let's go over the Gemara, that Chof Dalet, so you can see that it's not just two different meanings of the word without any significance. Now, in Gemara, that Chof Beis, so the Gemara that Chavez discusses the machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, whether Ishe is Mishim Chitzov or Ishe is Mishim Omein. According to Rabbi Yechon, Eish is Chayav Mishim Odom HaMazik. In other words, because if I make a fire in my courtyard and then the wind comes and spreads the fire, so it's considered as if I threw a chetz. So again, even though the chetz reaches the target, let's say a few minutes later, so I'm higher. Why? Because it's my mice. So in other words, so what's the difference between a chetz and mamish chetz and the wind? Well, so when you blow away, when you make a fire in your courtyard, so then it is done and then the fire spreads and this mazik, so the hezek occurs as a result of the cooperation between my maise of making the fire in my courtyard plus the maise of the wind that blows. And when I throw a chetz and the chetz ultimately reaches the target, so again the hezek occurs as a result of the cooperation between my maise of throwing and the operation of the law of inertia. In other words, a body at rest tends to remain at rest. A body in motion tends to remain in motion. So again, I mean, what difference does it make? Of course you could be mechalek. But, so this is the svore of Rabbi Yechon. This is what Rabbi Yechon says. I mean, the Gemara has two shenis. As to whether Rabbi Yechon's halacha is based upon the svore, or Rabbi Yechon's halacha is based upon Exeris HaKosmos. But according to Rosh, that Rabbi Yechon's halacha fishing shechitzov is based upon the svore, so that's the svore, that's the analogy. Alright, so the Gemara says, Dachol Beis, Omud Beis, after the second stop, Toshim, Hashalei Yaches Aveiro, the second star that for base of Hashalei Yaches Aveiro Miyad Chereshim Nikotim Potam Neodo Mechai Bushamayim Bishlel Mando Marishim Shim Chitzo de Chereshim. So we understand this, why he is Potter Midinish Binyon. Why? Because it's Chitzo de Cheresh, Chitzo de Cheresh El Mando Marishim Shim Amene Ilu Mosar Sheir Le Chereshim Nikotim Hochanam Du Mechayim. But according to the Rish Lakish, who says Ishim Shimamene, why does the Mishnah say Hashaleach es Aveiro Biat Chereshit Mikotin? So he's Potter, but it's his moment, it's his age. But he, according to Rabbi Yechon, it says Ishim Shimchitzav, so then it is all right. So Gemara es Rikashe, so Gemara gives a Teres. So there is no kashe there is no kashya against the Shlokish, because U.S. according to the Shlokish and Mishum Omeinei, so Ilu Mosashir Lechershin Kotnach and Anu Chaye, so why is it different? So the answer is in a chename, if you be made say Rishal Eves to Chereshin Kotnach and Anu Chaye, because Rishal Eves, so it's analogous to the Misire of Isheya. Machine can please may say a gacheles, there is no negligence because as the Gemara says, come come the show me claim am yam yavazle, am yam yavazle. We have here a chelam marach lo shalem espot there. Kosova tzavse the cheres to gori. When chayev the mosal is gamze silte uishchad. In other words, when is a chayev, if he's making thin slices of wood or paper together with candles or matches, let's say, so then he's certainly negligent. All right, now let's see the Rashi. So Rashi says, Rabbi Yechon Omar Afi Yishalei Vespotea, Rabbi Yechon Omar Itaimei, the Omar Ishe Yishim Chitzo, the Oche Chitzo Becherishen. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says that the reason as to why Rabbi Yechonen says that Shaleves is potea, the reason as to why Rabbi Yechonen says Shaleves is potea is because Rabbi Yechonen retained me the tishim shimchitzot. So if the God makes the fire and then he sets up the fire in his courtyard. Under such circumstances, that through the ruach mitzuyo, it would spread, so it's his chetz, so it's like throwing the chetz. But if he's meiser ishaleves, a burning piece of wood, log of wood, to a chereshin mikotten, and then the chereshin mikotten goes to a kodesh, and he puts down that burning log of wood near the kodesh, and then it spreads to the kodesh, and it burns. So this burning log of wood could not have spread at the place where the God set it up. It's only because the Chereshin Mikotten took a walk and he brought it near the God. So the Mele, it's not chitzo. So from Rashi it appears that the reason is why Rabbi Yechonen says Shaleves is name poter, because Rabbi Yechonen Litaime, who says that Isha is Mishum Chitzah, Isha Mishum Chitzah. So mainly in this case, it's not shayach to say Chitzah. Now let's see the cases. The Gemara says Chitzah v'Cheresh. Bishlo l'mando marishim shum Chitzah v'Cheresh. El l'mando marishim shum Ameinei. Il mosa shir v'Cheresh v'Mikotun. Hochen amru mechayev. Because the Makshin assumes that when the Mishnah says that Hashliach Aveiro is potam niodom, so the Mishnah has reference even to Ishaleves. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yechonen, we understand, but according to Rish Lakish, we do not understand it. So the Gemara says, no, according to Rish Lakish, in Ochaname, when it says the Mishnah has reference to the case where it's missing Acheles to the Chash of the Potom, not Ishaleves. Let's see the text. Chitzo de Chereshin, Temelavi, Yehoshim Nisire. So, what did the Gemara assume? That the Mishnah is reference to the case where he's Meiser Shalevs, even according to Rosh Lakish. So, Temelavi, Yehoshim Nisire, Le Cheresh Yeruach Mitzuyo, Le Rabbi Chinam Mechaye, Vilu Yehoshim Yeruach Mitzuyo, in Kimako Shal Rosh Lakish, Hol Nidome Li Mos Hashemi, Dokul Alme Meide, De Chayov In Klal Oleish, Elo Biyachilu Lehazik Yeruach Mitzuyo. Elo bihelo lehazik beruach mitzuyo. So in other words, so Taisa says the Makshin assumed that the Mishnah is reference to the case where he was meiser shalevs. According to everybody, even all the rishonim. So the Makshin is, how can the Mishnah say that if someone is meiser a shalevs vecheresh mikotten, so the meiser is potter? Bishlo ivali v'Rabbi Yechonen, we understand it very well. But I'll leave it to Rish Lakish, we don't understand it. I'll leave it to Rish Lakish, we can't understand it. So the discussion is, Monevshech, if the Makshin assumed that the Mishnah is reference to the case, or where he was Meiser Shalevitz, so why is it more Nich for Rabbi Yechanan, Fenekonitor is Lachis. What if that? There is aloche of Ishim Shimchitzov. But when does Rabbi Yechanan apply the principle of Ishim Shimchitzov? Only if the Eish is set up in his own courtyard under such circumstances that with a regular wind, a ruach mitzuyo it will spread. But suppose it is set up in the courtyard, in a place where there are no winds, let's say it's a tropical place. There are no winds. I mean, not real winds. So in Melech, the Shlokish is made there, that is not Shayach to say, he is Chayim Mishum Chitzov. And the that Rabbi Yechanan is made there, he is not Chayim Mishum Chitzov. And the Shlokish is made there, that his Potter is not Chayim Mishum Amene either. So that Aloche, that he is only Chayim, if this fire is set up under circumstances of spreading with the Ruach Mitzuyo, but not if it is set up under circumstances of the fire spreading the Ruach Sheni Mitzuyo, is a limited Kula only. Whether Rabbi Yechanan or Shlokish, the only difference between Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokish is, according to Rabbi Yechanan, if it can spread the Ruach Mitzuyo, so he's Chayiv like Odom HaMazik, and the contrary Shlokish, if it can spread the Ruach Mitzuyo, he's Chayiv Mishon HaMeni HaMazik. But there is no Nafkimine. I mean, if it can spread the Ruach Mitzuyo, then he's Chayiv. And if it can spread only the Ruach Shemitzuyo, he is Potter. So why does the Gemara say, Bishle Melemandom Arishim Chitzov Chitzel Cheresh, El Mandom Arishim Shemameine, Ilu Mosar. The Gemara should ask, there is no any more difficulty according to Rish Lakish than according to Rabbi Yechanan. Because if it was Rish Lakish holds that whenever it is set up under circumstances of the Ruach Mitzuyo, so then he is chayev. If it's set up on a certain ruach sheni mitzuyo, he is potter. So the question is a shaleves considered like a ruach mitzuyo turning over a shaleves to a cheresh in mikot? Is it considered as so probable, as so likely, like a regular wind, like the likelihood and probability involved in a regular wind spreading a fire in one's courtyard, or it's not as likely? So whatever is good according to Rabbi Yechanan is good according to Shlokish. What does Gemara say? Why did Gemara say, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yechanan, it's all right. I'll leave it to Shlokish, it's not all right. It's a very strong kash. In Cain, he says, Tainuri, Yechosh Yisir Lecheresh Kinoach Mitzil Rabbi Yechanan Mechayim, Vilu Yechosh Yisir, Im Cain Makosh Yisir Shlokish. Holy double in Mosashere, the Kulal Mamein, the Chayov in Kulal Age, and will be Hilo Hazi Ruach Mitzio. Veina Vi, the Liman Doma, Ishe Mishim Chitzoku, Lim Chayov will be Ishe Yochel Hazi, Biruach Mitzio Harbe, Vikore Vivada Hezek, King Chitzo, Vihoche, Ebi Maisa Shaleach, Kore Vivada Hezek, Hil Kahri, Domo Chitzo, the Chitzo the Hersh, Avo Mandog Mishim Mamein. Aber gab mir so mit Kulahai. Die Kulahai ist mir Chaye, die Gide, da haben wir Mosa, Sheiri, Koshu, Koro, Lecheres. Die Chaye, die Dalkel, in Ture, all die Asok, auf Schacheres. Aber gab mir, hab ich Kore, in Livada, Livada, in Kirchetzo. Dann teht es es. Wie hoch, die Peter Rabbeichen. Afilu, bin Mosa, Lishal, Hebes. Lav, Mishum, Yosem, Itayme, die Israel, Mishem, Mishem, Chitzot, Mosi is the name of Mishum Amein. Elo Mishum Kosova shall have a sleep of Ezeke Kmoy Sheir Kidam Rino Bifeiri Kame Bifeiri Kame. So this is now there seems to be a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan, between Rashi and Deri. Because Rashi says, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, 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 Rabbi Yechanan Omar. So Rashi emphasizes the point that the reason is why Rabbi Yechanan says, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, is because Rabbi Yechanan Omar. Teitzve says no. We hold the point of Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Moshe Yechanan Omar, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Rabbi Yechanan Omar. So there is a definite machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi. Now, so then, what isn't it mashma from the Gemara Isn't it mashma from the Gemara like Rashi? Tesis itself as the kasha. Why did the Gemara say, why did the Machshir say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we understand? The Machshir assumed that when the Mishnah says, Mosalei Aveiro. So, V'yachashim Yikotni Spotea, so it has reference even to the case of Mosalei Shalemis. So the Machshir said, Bishlim Rabbi Yochanan, it's okay. But according to the Shlokis, Elo Vishlokish, you must Asher Chesri Kotten, Hochanam Mechayim. So Tetzis itself has the cash. Why does the Gemara say that according to Vishlokish it's difficult, according to Rabbi Yechon it's not difficult? It is just as difficult or not difficult according to one as according to the other. Because in final analysis, Eish is only Chayim if it is likely to spread with the Ruach Mitzvah. And it is potter if it is likely to spread only in the Ruach Mitzvah. So the question is the escalating the fire, the escalation of the fire by the intervention of the Chereshim Likotin considered analogous to a Ruach Mitzvah, or it's considered analogous to a Ruach Mitzvah? So it has nothing to do with the Rishim Shemchit. So that's the kash. So the He himself did the Teretz now. There is an afkinim, because even though if a Ruach Mitzuyo, so is Chayev on the score of Chitzot, and is Chayev on the score of Momene, but if is Chayev is Momene, so the Ruach Mitzuyo does not have to be a Ruach Mitzuyo of Korev Levada. After all, Ruach Mitzuyo is also has a wide range Ruach Mitzuyo. What does it mean, a Ruach Mitzuyo? Sometimes a Ruach Mitzuyo is the kind of a wind that blows every 5 minutes. And sometimes there is a Ruach Mitzvah that doesn't blow every 5 minutes, but it blows every other day. So the question is, what does it mean? What does it mean that the Ruach Mitzvah is higher? Does it mean the Ruach Mitzvah is higher? Something that is likely to blow every 5 minutes, every half hour? Or it means that it's likely that every other day or once a week it blows. So Teisa says that he says that if he says Yishem Shemachitzo, so then the Ruach Mitzuyo is a higher degree of likelihood. The Ruach Mitzuyo has to represent a higher degree of likelihood, and if we say Yishem Ameine, so a lesser degree of likelihood. That's what the Rishon says. So the Gemara is saying that. So why? So the Gemara is saying what Rashi is saying. So Rashi is right. The Rabbi Yechonon Mafla Shalom is Potter. The Rabbi Yechonon Litayin Do Marishim Shem Chitzov. The Ocher Chitzov the Chereshim. Why? Because the Machshir himself implied the distinction between the Ruach Mitzuyo degree, the degree of Ruach Mitzuyo required in order to be chayev mishum chitzov, and the degree of ruach mitzio in order to be chayev mishum ameine. So why does the Ri chilek harashe? I mean, according to the Ri's own deduction from the Gemara, so we see that the Gemara itself, the Machshir implied that even though Eish is only chayev biruach mitzio, but there is a difference in the degree of ruach mitzio. If we say Yishim Shem Chitzo, then a higher degree of Ruach Mitzuyo, it has to be more probable. There has to be a higher degree of likelihood of probability of a wind spreading the fire. And if we say that Yishim Ameine, so a lesser degree of likelihood is enough to be Mechayim Yishim Ameine. This is what the Machshir himself said in effect. So why is the chilek on Rashi? The answer is, Teis Dari emphasizes. She says, "Behold, the Peter Rabbi Yechon Nafli Mosal Yishaleves Lav Mishim Dozu Itayne Di Yisrael Yishem Mishim Chitzo Do Mosik Di Yisrael Nami Mishim Ameine Elu Mishim Bikosova Shaleves Libor Yezei Kek Mishaya Kedam Vina Ferikam." In other words, the Rabbi said as follows: of course, in order to be Mechayev Mishim Chitzo, then we require a higher degree of Ruach Mitzuyah, more likelihood of the wind spreading the fire than the degree of Ruach Mitzuyah that is required to be Mechuyev Mishim Ameine. Now, so the Gemara is the Kashe Bishleman Domarishim Shem Chitzov, Chitzov the Chereshu, before the Gemara came to the conclusion at the end, the man the Islam Shim Khitzop Islam Shan Shimamin. So then the Gemara assumed, so far the Gemara assumed that Rabbi Yechananu says Yishim Shim Khitzop, so the Mele can only be Chayav Yishim Khitzop, but Yishim Amin not. So the Mele Gemara is the Kasha. But the Maskone of the Gemara is, the Maskone of the Gemara is that man the Islam Shim Khitzop Islam Shim Amin. So the Mele, there, it's not like that. So even according to Rabbi Yechananu, so Rabbi Yechananu also be made it. That if there is a lesser degree of Ruach Mitzuyo, and that degree of Ruach Mitzuyo is sufficient to hold him liable on the score of Mameine, so it will be Mechuye, even according to Rabicha. But the difference will be, if it is a higher, if the Ruach Mitzuyo represents the higher degree of Ruach Mitzuyo, so then it's Mechuye Mishim Mechitzov, and there will be higher Dalet Vorim also. Let's say, suppose, in other words, you suppose, but if the Ruach Mitzuyot represents the lesser degree of Ruach Mitzuyot, so then, he cannot be Mechuyev Mishim Chitzov. But man the Islam Mishim Chitzov, Islam Mishim Ameine, like Kotzoler Chitzov. So Mimele, he'll be Mechuyev according to Rabbi Yechanan too, but not Aledvorim, then he'll be Mechuyev only Nezek. So in other words, what we said in the Gemara, because this Gemara did not as yet know of the Maskone of the Gemara, that man the Islam Shem Chitzel, Islam Shem Ameni. So that's why the Gemara says, Bishul man the Magishim Shem Chitzel, Chitzel Lecherashim. So we can understand very well as to why, we can understand very well as to why, but it's not so likely to be mechuyev mishim chitzov. And so far the Gemara assumed that according to Rabbi Yechanan, if there cannot be a chiyuv mishim chitzov, there cannot be any chiyuv. But el mishlokish, so true, it's not very likely to be inflated by the chavashim mikodim. But there is still a moderate possibility, not a strong possibility, but a moderate possibility, or let's say a slight possibility that the Chereshim Mikotin, by handling it, will inflate the fire, so the melee should be higher. So the Gemara says, no, according to Rabbi Yechanan, so Shalevis is poter, so that's the Chereshim. Anyway, so we see there is a machlekes between the Ri and Rashi. In other words, according to the Maskon of the Gemara, that man the Islam Shem Chitzov Islam Nami Mishem Ameine. Now the Gemara says that in the case of Kotzel Chitzov. What does Kotzel Chitzov mean? Kotzel Chitzov means, let's say, here is my courtyard. I set up a fire in my courtyard. And then, across the street, there is an iron fence. So, I mean, it's fireproof. So let's say I set up the fire in my courtyard at 7 o'clock in the morning. Today, But at that time there was a fence, an iron wall. So Mimele, at that time, when I set up the fire in my courtyard, my fire was destined not to reach the godish or the sode of my neighbor across the street, because it was protected by an iron wall. There, at 8 o'clock, some hoodlums decided to knock down the iron wall of my neighbor. So Mimele, so then the fire had a good opportunity to extend to my neighbor's barn or whatever it is, my neighbor's house. So then Rabbi Yechanan cannot say he's chayav, I am mechuyev mishum, because when can I be mechuyev mishum chitzor if I throw a chetz in such a way that at the time when the chetz is detached from my hand, so it is destined to reach the target. But suppose, let's say, Reuven throws a chetz to hurt Shimon stands, let's say, 20 feet away from him. But Shimon holds his shield. And so that chetz, let's say at 7 o'clock in the morning, he throws the chetz. So that chetz cannot reach Shimon because he holds the shield. Then there is a hoodlum who stands near Shimon. He sees that he's holding the shield to protect himself. He removes the shield. Memele Mayer, the chetz by Reuven reaches Shimon. So then Reuven is not high. That's the morning Sanhedrin. Why? Because when can one be mechuyev mishum chitzer? Only if at the time when the chetz leaves my hand, so it's destined to reach the target. But if at that moment Shimon was holding a shield to protect, but then lately removed the shield, so I'm not chayev as another mamazik. So Mimele, in the case where the time when Reuven set up the fire in his courtyard, so Shimon across the street had an iron wall protecting his house, his sode, his barn, and then a hoodlum, so it knocked down the iron wall, Mimele, and Reuven had an opportunity to stop the fire so that it shouldn't spread now, and he didn't do it. So then, according to the Shlokish, he's chayev. According to Rabbi Yechanan, he's also chayev. Even though, in this particular case, he cannot be chayev mishum chitzov, but man be isle mishum chitzov, isle nam mishum amenu. So this is the reason as to why Rabbi says that when the Gemara says, Bishol mando marishim shem chitzov chitzov chayev, El mando marishim shem amenu, mozach shem chayev chotim, hochanam mishum chayev. So according to the Gemara says it only in the Hava Mineh before the Gemara reached the conclusion of Man B'Yisrael Mishum Chitzov Islam Mishum Amenei. But after the Gemara reached the conclusion Man B'Yisrael Mishum Chitzov Islam Mishum Amenei, so then even for a lesser degree of Ruach Mitzuyo is also Chayim Ba'ud Rabbi Yechanan, but not Mishum Chitzov, but Mishum Amenei. So why does Rabbi Yechanan pater Shalaves? Because Rabbi Yechanan holds that by Shalaves that does not even have the lesser degree of Ruach Mitzvah. That's the lead. But Rashi Shiti is no. But the Kashi is, how can Rashi say that he will be maskona anymore? That man is in Mishim Chitzot. Is he saying now in Mishim Amenei? Is that in Amenei? So still, it requires the higher degree of Ruach Mitzvah. In other words, call the Vadai, but man is the Mishim Chitzot, Mishim Amenei. The answer is, according to Rashi, we only say man is the Mishim Chitzot, Mishim Amenei in the case where it at the very outset it had the higher degree. I mean, where it has the higher degree of Ruach Mitzvah, but he's not chayav mishum chitzov because of the aloche of kol sorechitz. So it's a special aloche that one cannot be mechuyev mishum chitzov if at the time when he throws the chetz, there is something that prevents the chetz from reaching the town. So then we say, man dislem shochitzav islam shomenei. Mashein kein, if the kuach mitzuyo is of a lesser degree, so then, according to Rish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he is not chayev even mishimonei. That's the shita of Rashi. That's the machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. Now, so with that in view, if we take notice of that, so we can appreciate the two Rishonim in Rashi. That Rashi says here, Tzatzi the Cheresh Kaborim, Achizosi shal Cheresh Kaborim, Ma'ever, Shehu not lo, Ve'yulich Holy God is, no, Tzatzi, the first one, Achizosi vi Keiche. Now what does Keiche imply? Chitzot. If Rashi emphasizes the term Keiche, what does Keiche denote? Chitzot. What is the definition of Chitzot? Anything that is done by Keiche. So in other words, the first lotion of Rashi, which says Achisosi Bikiche, the Russian Sapshe Shekir and Melash, I suppose Melash in Old French, has the meaning of Kir, his force. So the first Russian Rashi is in consonance with Rashi Shite that forbids. What does Rashi say? That if Mekorik Maskon El Gimor, that man the Islam Shemchitzat Islam Shemamenei, so the reason is why Rabbi Yochanan says after the Mosul Shal Vespotea, because Rabbi Yochanan Litaime, the reason says it's only according to the Havamim of Gemara that it's Rabbi Yochanan Litaime, but according to Maskon of Gemara, so the reason is why Rabbi Yochanan says that after the Mosul Shal Vespotea, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that even Shalves does not involve even the lesser degree of Ruach Mitzvah. But Rashi Shiti is not that Shaleve certainly involves the lesser degree of Ruach Mitzvah. Mimele come to Rish Lakish, he has to be Chayim. But Rabbi Yochanan Litaimei, but Man Yisrael Shavit Shemar Menei, so according to Rashi, when we say Man Yisrael Shemchitz of Islam Shemar Menei, if the whole apoches, the degree, if the Ruach Mitzuyo has the higher degree of Ruach Mitzuyo, but for some other reason it cannot be Mechuyev Mishemchitzov, because cold to Mechitzov, so then it's Mechuyev Shemar Menei. But if it doesn't even measure up to the higher degree of Ruach Mitzuyo, just the lesser degree of Ruach Mitzuyo, so then according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's not higher at all. So he doesn't apply the principle of Man Yisrael Shochitzav Shemamei. That's Rashi Shite. So Mimele, the Rashi's first lotion, is in consonance with Rashi's Shite Dav Chol Beis. So Rashi's Shite Dav Chol Beis is that the reason is why Rabbi Yochanan is patas by Shalevis, because Rabbi Yochanan is Shitose Yishif Yochitzav Mishim Keichem. So he says, in order to be Chayev Mishumeish, it has to be Keichem. But here, it's not Keichem the Godel, it's Keichem the Cheresh. Keichem the Cheresh. So Cheresh. And then, the second Moshe says, Lishnachine, Gassinon, Tzapse Yichudim Shel Cheresh, Shemisyachidim Lashel Eves, Vinotlo. So in other words, the second Moshe in Rashi is in accordance with Teisa Shite, not in accordance with Rashi Shite Dav Chol Beis, but it's in accordance with Teisa Shite. In other words, what is Teisa Shite? That I'll leave it maskon of Gemara. So the reason is why Rabbi Yochanan says Shalev is Namepota, not because Rabbi Yochanan Shitose, not because Rabbi Yochanan Shitose. Now, we just saw that the Rif mentions 2 days, whether we pass from like Rish Lakish, that Bashalebes is Chayev, or we passed like Rabbi Yochanan, Bashalebes is Danupad. So the Rif passed like Rish Lakish. Why? Because here it's not a machleket between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, but between Chesky and Rabbi Yochanan. And then the Rif mentions, and that's the Shita of the Rav Amiri, but the Rif mentions the Yeshem Rim, that Aloche is like Rabbi Yochanan. The Aloche is like Rabbi Yochanan. Now, it goes without saying that in the machlekes, in the machlokes between the shlokes and Rabbi Yochanan, whether ishim shimomele or ishim shimchitzo, so the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan shimchitzo. There is no rishonim paskins like the shlokes that ishim shimomele. All the rishonim paskin that ishim is shimchitzo, not shimomele. Now the question is, how does the Rebbe? Now, so from that we can deduce that the Rebbe and the Rambam will agree with the Rishite that obeys Bolokame, not with Rashi Shite, because that goes without saying that in so far, that in regard to the Machleken between the Shlokish and Rabbi Yochanan, as to whether Ishei Shemchitza from Ishei Shemamene, so we ask that Ishei is Mishemchitza of everybody passing, including David. So how does David pass him? How does David and the Rambam pass him that here, like Shlokish, that Mosale Hevero is potamid in Odom, so it's only if Mosale Gachles, but if Mosale Shaleves, so it's Chayev, but according to Rashi, we cannot pass him like Shlokish. I mean, in other words, so we have to say that Rashi wouldn't pass like David and the Rambam, that Aloch is like the Shlokish Mishmei the Cheskiyot. Because Rashi says that from days on days, that the reason is why Rabbi Yochanan patterns by Mosal Yishalebes is because Rabbi Yochanan Taime is the Yishim Shemchitzo. So the Mele has to pass like Rabbi Yochanan. And according to Rashi, in such a case, where the Ruach Mitzuyo represents a lesser degree of Ruach Mitzuyo, not a higher degree of Ruach Mitzuyo, we do not say Man Yisrael Mishimchitza Kikun Shimomene. In other words, we only apply the principle of Man Yisrael Mishimchitza Kikun Shimomene in the case of Kolzul Echitza. Hoyo Ligeda Vinofal, Vohoyo Ligdeya. So we will go down. So then we say Man Yisrael Mishimchitza Kikun Shimomene. But the Ruach Mitzuyo is of a lesser degree of Ruach Mitzuyo. It's not currently vadai to spread. So then, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's potter legamre. He's not higher than the score of Mamele. That's Rashi Shite. So Mamele, Rashi certainly cannot pass like Chestiye, that Mosel Yishalemes is higher. Because Rashi says that for days, that the reason is why Rabbi Yochanan says Mosel Yishalemes is potter, because Rabbi Yochanan has to say like that, because if it's Mosel Shavuos, it's after the Chelish Kogolem, so it's the keche not of the God of the Meisayah, but it's the keche of the Chelish Mikotin. So it has to be Potter. And since we obviously passed like Rabbi Yochanan, that he seems Shemchitzov, so mele we must pass according to Rashi, like Rabbi Yochanan, that Mosel Shavuos is not a Potter. So the Rif and the Rambam know these Rishayim who say that in regard to the machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, as to whether Ishim Shemchitzo Ishim Shemamene, so we pass like Rabbi Yochanan Ishim Shemchitzo, but in the other machlekes between Shlokish and Rabbi Yochanan, as to whether Mosel Yishalebes is Potter or Chayev, we pass like Shlokish, they have to, all these Rishayim have to agree with the Ri, not with Rashi. So the second question in Rashi here, when he says, Tzapsi Yechudi Shalcheresh, Echudi Shal Cheresh, Shemis Yachim Gimel Asher Rebis. So in other words, so that accords with the Shita of the Ri. Shita of the Ri. So Mele, according to the Ri, so we cannot, so the only reason is why the Gemara says, Bishul Rabbi Yechanan, La Chitzav the Cheresh, go. That's why he's Potter. But according to Mishlokis, so why? Because the Gemara still assumes that Rabbi Yochanan does not agree with the Chiyuv Mishim Amelei, but only Mishim Chitzov. But according to Maskona of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan also agrees with the Chiyuv of Amelei, so the reason is why Rabbi Yochanan says Shalev is not a potter is not because it couldn't be Chitzov of the Godel. So what if couldn't be Chitzov? Mamandi Ishlim Shemchitzov is Nam Shalmeni. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that there is no Pshi altogether. It's not Ruach Mitzuyo at all. It doesn't even involve the lesser degree of Ruach Mitzuyo. Ruach Mitzuyo. So why does... So Mele Rashi has to explain in the second version. Because Yechudi Yishol Cheresh and Yisiyachid Yimol Hashem Erebes. So in other words, the fact because here it is handled. It is handled by the Chayash in the Kotel. So there is no Pshi altogether. It's not Ruach Mitzvah altogether. Not even moderately Ruach Mitzvah. Not even moderately Ruach Mitzvah. So, these are the two Rishenis in Rashi. Right. Now let's see the thesis. Rabbi Yechon Yomar from Moshe Shalev is brought there. Tame, my koshale, koshale, it's called a yechon, it can gach with the shloki, ובשביל הכושר הוא ביום מחוץ יוכל עמידי ובשביל חרש הוא ניתוק על ניתוק כמי שאומר לי שלוקי ויש לו אמא דימש מלא איתיים את רבי יחד נפות המשום שעקות משם רי ונעקות נעשה הזק ונעקות נעשה הזק אלא עד רבי יש שמירה ואשר ניחד לא יתיק של רבי יחד נמקי בשביל מות הרבה מגולה אמא אינו קד שמוסר חרש של קוטן ואולו מוסר נעמה חייב אינו קד מוסר לרבוסה אבל פי שעושה שמירה קצת ובאיסלור את פוליט הרישלוקי טוב רבו חייבה בשיה מבאיה חייבה מבאיה מבשיה חייבה בשיה מבאיה שהשיה משאו לנסה כיפה וחייב שלישי של עבד נתמדין עושה בנויה ודעת אלוהים לך להזיק מה שאין כמבאיה חייבה בבאיה בבשיה שעבי את כוס עשיות של נזק כמו לתחולוסי מה שאין כמבשיה אבל צדרש כיפה במילי שאין בחייב עושה בנוי ימי מסודו כי תחסים הוא בראשי הנוק קודם שם הרחבים אם יוצא נוח חוץ את ריבה מה שאין כי בבי ירשם ברפי חי ותשפו ממיס הסודו כי דאמרי לו שיר לו נחי מהבישי המבייש חי מהבייש מבישי חי מהבישי המבייש שהשם שם כיפה וחי ושל עבד מתמדין עושה בנוי ועושה חי של מקות מחי מה שאין כי בייש וולית מי מה שאין כי בייש The Teish is not Mishalim Keifer. Let's see the Rashi. We already discussed some time ago. This Rashi on the surface, it appears to be difficult. But it's not difficult. Mashayim Kebeish, Eish Lechir Bosrei Vesodom, Shehoiru Livreyah, Vinkokusu Amavir, Chayim Lise, Vikom Leimidir Abmenei. In other words, there's the same aloha. I mentioned before the example. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That's in regard to the Tzeach, and it applies to El Mamazik. In other words, that all Mamazik is not Chayev. Mishim Ritziche, or Mishim Chvole, or Mishim Mazik Momen, if at the time when he does his Maise, so that Maise is not destined to reach the top. So I mentioned the example. If somebody throws a chetz against Shimon Huven, throws a chetz against Shimon, Shimon is the target, but Shimon holds a shield, and then somebody else removes the shield, so Reuven is not high. Reuven is not high, not because Reuven is anonymous. Even if Reuven knew that Levi would remove the shield, suppose they made up, Reuven made up with Levi, that the moment he throws the heads, so then he'll take away the shield. He's still part of it. We don't know. Why? Because he's not another Mamazik, he's not a Ritzayah, he's not a Chayvah. So when is one considered another Mamazik, a Chayvah, a Ritzayah, if at the time when he does his Akoye, when he throws the heads, so it is destined to reach the time, but the victim. But if at that time it is not destined to reach the target because the victim is holding the shield, so in Meile, it's not a Maise Ritzicha, it's not a Maise Chavole, it's not a Maise Hezim Yedan. So this is the same Aloche, the Gemore in the second period says, let's say, Ishem Ishem Chitza. If we say Ishem Ishem Chitza, and suppose one sets a fire to somebody's house, and then it takes, let's say, an hour until the whole house burns down, and anybody that is in the house also perishes. So suppose the person, the victim who is in the house, he sees the fire is spreading, and he's a bottle of bendeo, he's not asleep, but he decides he's not going to leave the house. So then he's not a ritziach. The one who set fire is not a ritziach. Why? The same aloha. Because if he can escape, so the ability to escape is like a shield. It's like a shield. And if he doesn't, so that means that the act of setting fire was not destined to result in the death of the person who was in the house. Unless he was asleep, or he was sick, He couldn't run out, but if he was in good state of health, he could have run out, and he didn't. And it was in sound mind. So instinctively he should have run out on the basis of the instinct of self-preservation. So he should have run out, but he didn't. So the one who set fire that caused the death of the person who was in the house is not a Ritzel. So this is what Rashi says. Masha'ikim beish, eish lechir bo sreita sodom. Shehoye lo levreach, someone is here. If the person was awake and he was not bound, and he was able to run out of the house, and he saw the fire, and still he didn't run out, so then he's not a Ritzel. The same way as one who throws a chetz against the person who holds his shield is not a Ritzel, even though he'll remove the shield. And look, if the same person removes the shield, he will still not be able to say that. That's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin said. So here too. So, being kofusu, but suppose the person was bound, he couldn't have run out from the house. Hamad b'chayri says, so again, there is no chiyuv of geita. Why? Because come the rabbi. So the question is, why does Rashi say, come the rabbi, but there is a Gemara that provoked in Baba Kama says, olodur ha'odo. So there is a special zasak also. So because of Komlei with Rabnei. So the ring is the teret, that the reason is why we have the ring is the kasha. Why do we need a posik of Olavu La'odo, but he should be potter even without the zasak also of Olavu La'odo? Because Komlei with Rabnei, so the ring says, because Komlei with Rabnei is Chayim Nishomayim, Mitokas Limapilmanei, so that's the zasak also that there is no chiyuv at all, not even in the Shemayim, and the Tofas is mafkin. There's the arrangement that we discussed that the connection in the case with Adam. But Rashi says that Rashi doesn't agree with the arrangement, and Rashi says that the reason is YH, and H means Odom Amazik. So the reason is why. If, let's say, somebody set fire to another person's house, and then the person was bound, was kofos, so then he's a Ritzeach for the death of the person. Mimele is not Hayav Keifer, so Rashi says, because Komun Mid Rabnei. But why does Rashi have to say Komun Mid Rabnei? Komun Mid Rabnei, according to Rashi's own Gilsen, Bolokame, and in Bolmetzie, so the Shemayim is Hayav, and the Tofas will not kill him in it. But here there is a special Rosakosu of all of Wawodom, so we mentioned that there is Soshre. There are two problems to be considered. One is the mechayev of keifa. There is a special aloch of keifa. According to Moman Doma, so keifa is mimazik. Mazik shaniyomet. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Beish Rabbi Yechon ben Breike, so it's mimazik. And then, but we pass like the Rabbono, that is mimizik. But it's a chiyuv of keifa. And then, suppose somebody is chayvu b'chaveire, and he removes his leg, he removes his hands, so then he has to pay nezek. What is nezek? How is the shumer of nezek made? How much is that person worth as a slave, anika, as a neved, anika bishu, with the leg, and how much less is he worth without the leg? The difference, that's the shumer of the nezek. Now, suppose a person is chayvav chaveire and mutilates, he removes both legs and both hands. So again, the nezek is how much he was that person worth as an eved anika b'shuk with both legs and both hands, and how much is worth as a cripple without any legs and without any hands. So the difference, now, suppose one person kills the other person, so apart from the union of Ritzicha, there is a chvola also. Yeshvach omosai money. If he removes one hand or two hands, and two hands and two legs, then there is a mechayiv chvola, and if he kills him, legamre. So again, there is a mechayiv chvola of nezek. So, and how is the shema to be made? How much is he worth as an eved anin kabishuk while he's alive? And how much is he worth while he's dead? He's not worth a penny, is he? As a dead person, as a never done income shield. So Mele, that's the domof of Nizek. But then there is the Mechayim of Keifa. So there are two, we have to consider two separate Mechayim. One possible Mechayim is the deal of Kefa. And so, as far as the chiyuv of Kefa is concerned, so he has a kosher for all the other. So why does Rashi say, because of coming the Rav Meir? Because because that Rashi Shita apparently is like that Goy Soshre. That Goy Soshre in Bavakame says that if someone is Ritzeach, he kills another person, so he's mechuyev in Yishamayim to pay the domi of the Nerak to the Yorshim of the Nerak. But the question is, all of the La'odom? The answer is, it's not mitzad all of the La'odom. It's not mitzad the Chiyuv of Kefa. Because as far as the Chiyuv of Kefa per se is concerned, so there is a kosu all of the La'odom. But then there is another Mechayu, Chmole. But it's called the Ramnei. It's called the Ramnei. But called the Ramnei is Rashi Shifili, the Shemayim is Chayim. That's why the Agoy Soshra says, so this is Rashi Shifili, like the Agoy Soshra. So he says, we come to Amavir, Chayim Yisei, we come to Ramnei, for the country, that he is saying here. Chayim B'Shem Beish, Chayim B'Shem Beish, Chayim B'Shem Beish, Hashem Shalom Keil, Chayim B'Shem Shalom, and the Dino Seba Noye, was the Chayim, Kot Mechayim, Mashayim Ki Meish, Chayim B'Shem Beish, Sheish Meish, Chloso, Mashayim Ki Mishaya, Chayim B'Shem Beish, Beish, Chayim B'Shem 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 Beish, Hashem kei beish, chen a beish mi beish, shi bata li lach lazi, u moedes lecha bi dolo rolo, bi dolo shen a rolo. Hashem kei bi beish. All right. U bishen rolo, we can't reforce lo, kolche bi fen hoche, bi keren kamay lo shen a rolo. We need it here because the next piece of Gemara will involve us for a very long time. So we need it here.
Shu Mem Zayin Babakama Yukashvati Tokshim and Gimel February 1st, 1983 on Tuesday.
We left off Dafyut. Dafyut and Gao. We left off Mashayim Kim Bubei. So that's the price. Then the price. Then Gimel starts discussion. Because the Bais says, that's one chumre, the chair has a bomb there. The chair is Mishal Mesakifa, and the chayim shloishi shalavet, mashein kim beya, there is no chiyuv keifa. Another chumre, the chair has it over and above beya. That mid madini also banoi, mashein kim da beya, so that chumre is not there. Vidarke li lachlasik, mashein kim beya. So, more as a kashi, so there is another chumre that the Braisi could mention. Reish nechim abishem el beya, shashir chiyuv yesakim, mashein kim beya. Because there is a loche by Beya that Nofal Shemashir Chameya Shir V'Lodom Chameya V'Lekeli if Keli Ma'nizek in Beya, so then the Balavir is about that. But Sheya, if Sheya is Ma'zekeli, so the Balav Sheya is Mechuyev. Why doesn't the Braisa mention this Chumre that Sheya possesses over and above Beya? No, it's a terrible shaman and a beauty. The Mechayu Balinsky killed me there. That this price represents the view of a beauty, and according to a beauty, so there is no tour of killing me there. So maybe can I be mentioned that the Chumre possessed by Sheir over and above there? Here a beauty, if you say that the price accords with a beauty, he may say, Chim a beish me be there, Sheir shdaakul yachol hazi. ומועד לאחר, בין דבר רואו לו, ובין דבר שאין רואו לו. מה שאין כליבי, so the Braise says in the same way that one of the chumres that Eish possesses over in the book Bey is the fact that Eish is dark or the chazik. And that's whereas Bey is not dark or the chazik. Bey stands in one place. Another chumre that Eish possesses is against Bey is that Eish is more clear as Dovah Rolo than Dovah Shein Rolo. But Bey is not. Dovah Rolo, my new Eitzi. We say Eish is higher for Dovah Rolo or Dovah Shein Rolo. What is very adapted for consumption by Eish, to be consumed by Eish? 80. Doroshen Rolo, what is not adapted to be consumed by age, kill. Mashem Kini Beya. So the Brisa says explicitly that Beya, so Kim is Potea. So here Rabbi Yude, Ho'amret, how can you say the Brisa called to Rabbi Yude? Ho'amret Mechayu Rabbi Yilam is Kim Nibeya. Elo Leilom Rabbanan. So we must come to the conclusion that this Brisa represents the view of the Rabbanan. So now we can understand the same of the Brisa that says, that chayma beish nidubeya, that eish is chayil bein rolo, bein shein rolo. Shein rolo means keli. Mashayit nidubeya is pota shein rolo. What is their keli? So from that Loshna Gmore, we see that even though it's exerzakosov, sheir liodom, chamir lekelim, it's exerzakosov, but exerzakosov itself is declaratory of a certain aloha. Why does the Torah say that is higher for Kaili, that is potter for Kaili, because it's not usual for Kaili to be Nizek in a bear. It can happen, but it's not usual. In other words, how can it happen? A Kaili by itself, independently of an Odom, cannot fall into a bear. Kaili is not noble. So a person might walk and trip into the bay. Or near the Be'er, Memele, the Kele will fall down into the Be'er, and the Kele, let's say, has glasses. So it will break. So it can happen, but it's not something that usually happens. So that's why the Torah patterned the Balabeer from Kele, because it's any role. It's any role. So that appears from this Gemara. So the Gemara says, Leilom, Rabbonim. So maybe we can understand the same thing of the Brisa that says Chema Beish Nidibeya Sheish Chai Ben Al Rolo Ben Al Shein Rolo Mashen Kim Bibeya Mashen Kim Bibeya, that is Kotrafke. So then you have the Kashe if it calls the Rabbonon. So he could have said that when the Brisa mentions the Chumres that Sheir has is against Beya, so the Brisa should have mentioned that Sheir is Chayu v'Yishchir Sakir Mashayim Nibeya. So in the name, he could have mentioned, it's only Shia. My Shia, the High Shia. My Shia, the High Shia. So when a Braisa or a Mishneh wouldn't exhaust the whole list and just leave one thing, omit one thing. So, because if the Mishneh, the Braisa, has exhausted the whole list, and just one, some maybe they would mention that one too. But if there are a number of items to be omitted, so then, or to peruch l'lechshel reis. So maybe if you say that shia, so there has to be another item that he was omitted. Because if there is no other item that is omitted, since the braisa already exhausted the whole list, so it wouldn't exhaust the whole list but one. But to exhaust the whole list but two, that is shia. So in Mele, you cannot say that there is just one Shia. So there must be another Shia. So my Shia, the high Shia, Shia Tom. Shia Tom. Now let's see the Rashi. He says, now let's see the Rashi. Uvein Shein Rolo, Kamu Forosh, Lo Kosh, Elikton, Oroch, and Mikan, Kamayre. Kilo Yim Shem Rego. Chi Vesa Kelim, Shivo Yim Shem Rego, Mipite. Shi Kelo Dedi Kere. Kelim Yim Yim Reish. Shi Yim Dere Fasik, Mikeli. But, suppose, usually, it doesn't happen. A fire usually doesn't consume kelim, doesn't even singe kelim. But suppose fire singed kelim, so then he's higher. Pluk the Rabbi Rabban Feshen and Abba, and then Rabbanani, Ukash Allah Chayis Lachem Mishen Shechayim Zakeim, and Tanah Mishiyah. So by Shiyah Lai Shiyah, Shiyah Tom, Da'av Limis, Nechema B'Sheyah Ubei Yami Beish, Shiyin Boa, Shiyah B'Sak, Mole Kelim, V'Shiva, Chayim. Now, if it's a sack, Mole Kelim, if it's a sack molekeli, so then it is tomu. So that means the chayim bei b'sheir or beyam deich. Sheim bo at sheir b'sack molekeli. V'shivron is higher. Is higher. In other words, because by sheir there is no ptur of kelim and there is no ptur of tomu. So Mele, suppose it's both together, it's still Chayav. Let's say the Sheya stepped up a trample upon a bag that contained many Kelim. So it's both, it's Tamun and it's Kelim. But there is no Ptur of Tamun per se, there is no Ptur of Kelim per se. So even when the two things come together, he is still Chai. Oy no for Chamila Bibeya, the Olof Sak, Molitvo is Chaye. Why? Because by Beya there is a Ptur of Kelim, but there is no Ptur of Tamun. So the male, if it's a sat molitvo, so tvo is not kelim. Anyway, so Rashi is saying here, in effect, that the ptur of kelim applies only to kelim, a utensil, a kelim. But an eichel is not to be equated with kelim. Teitzes is chelik. Teitzes mentions a raya from the Gemara in Shesh Anodach. But we see here, there is a machlokes between Rashi and Teitzes. According to Rashi, the Ptur Sheol Yodim Chamir Likelim, so Chamir Likelim applies only to Kelim. What is the Kelim? A utensil. But an Eichel, Tvue, that's not the Kelim. According to Tishes, when we are Mimayu Sheol Yodim Chamir Likelim, so it means, Kelim doesn't mean Dafti Kelim. Kelim means anything that is not animate, that's not a living thing, let's say. If a shea falls into the bayas about there is higher, a chameya, or any animal that falls in, but anything other than animal, something does not have life, it comes within the category of kelim. According to Rashi, kelim means kelim, but let's say tue is not kelim. Tue is not kelim. Mashein kelim. Mashein Kain, according to Tesis, Kailin, Chamir Kailin means anything other than an animal. So, this is the Tesis here. Shia Tomul, the Potabesh, the Shea of Beer Hai, who pierced a conquest in what Shea of the Sakmoli Kailin, the Shipo, the Hinning of the Beer Sakmoli, who are Hai, the Ridok, the whole Mule, the Lava Hai, the Martin Chamir. So according to Tesis, it's a broad category. Kelim here. It doesn't mean Dafke Kelim. Usually Kelim means Kelim. But here it means anything that other than Balechai. So the whole meal is the love Balechai Mimati Mechameya. The Beya to make Kelim. Kidoma, but Tesis mentions it more. The Beya Tapor. But the Nofa will be the Mishmeimo. Suppose he shea falls into a bear, and then he makes the mayim, because the shea is not clean, so he's falling into the bear, pollutes the mayim. So the mayim become polluted, and they start emitting the reachra as a result of the shea falling into the mayim of the bear. V'yivish meimov, reachra nufile, shu poter, mishim dehave shea, bear, umayim kelim. So, in other words, so then the shea becomes a bear. You see, if the shea would pollute the water as a result of the fall, then it wouldn't bear. It would be a maisa hezek done by the shea. But if the mayim became polluted, not as a result of the fall, but as a result of the shea being soaked in the mayim for a long time, so there, the shea did not do any hezek actively, but passively. So then the Shea actually acted like a Beya. So the male, so he says, we should have a Shea Beya, and the Mayim is Kelim. So he's Potter. Why? Because the Mayim is Kelim. But since when is Mayim Kelim? Mayim is like an Eichel, is a Mashke. So we see that from the Posik of Shea Lodah Chamir Kelim, we are Mayim anything other than Balachad. Now the question is, so Rashi didn't know this Gemara. Rashi didn't know this Gemara. Apparently, Rashi distinguishes between Tue and Mayim. Why is Mayim? Mayim is the same thing as Tue. Mayim is not a Kelim. So Rashi will have to be made in respect to Mayim, that Mayim has a din of a Kelim. Because even though, let's say, Mayim does not have a Halation Kelim, let's say in Tumas Kelim means a utensil. So you have Kli Adonu, you have Kli Shufis, you have Kli Cheres, you have Kli Matres. So, but Mayim is no Kelim altogether, it's not a Kelim. But, so even according to Rashi, the scope of Tehillim, Chamer LeTehillim here is much broader than, let's say, than the scope of Tehillim in other Yonim. But what is a Kele? A Kele is something, in other words, that fulfills a certain function. A certain function other than eating or drinking. Now Mayim, let's say Tvue, has no function other than eating. What's the function of Tvue? It has one function, as food, that's all. No other function. Now, what is the usual function of a Kele? A keel, let's say, in a keel you can cook, in a keel you can save. So in other words, so mayim, there is a certain resemblance. The function, mayim has a function that is analogous to the function of keel. What is the function of keel? The function of keel means to be mishtamish, to prepare, to process foods through the keel. In a keel you can cook food, or you can soak food. So by soaking the food, you process the food. Mayim has the function, the general function, that every eichol and mash has. It can be used for drinking. But mayim can be used for soaking food. If you want to soak, so you can soak in mayim. So mele, mayim has a certain characteristic that kelim has, that kelim has. So mele, mayim comes within the category, the ptur, of chamir v'lekelim. Mashenkin tvuyeh, let's say, or apples, or any eichel. So, has no function that is analogous to the function of kelim. You cannot, so what is the function of tvuyeh? Only as an eichel, to be eaten. So that's not kelim. So in other words, so that is the shita of Rashi. But in respect to mayim, Rashi is also made that even though it's not strictly keli, and in other yoni, so mayim is not a keli, in tumas keli. So keli is keli. Mayim can be mikaru tume on the basis of tumas mashki, but not on tumas keli. But here, the category of keli is broader than the scope of the category of keli in the gabi tume. But it has the cholapoches. It has to bear a resemblance to the function of Kelim. So mayim, your head is analogous to Kelim. Just as a Kelim is used, has a function in processing ochli, so mayim also has that function in processing ochli, certain ochli. So the melee, it comes within the zakos of chamir v'lekelim. But vuya doesn't come within the zakos of chamir v'lekelim. A mashenkin, according to caseless, so the Xerasakosu for Chamir LeKelim applies to any item other than Balacham, to all Ochlim and all Mashim. Alright, now we have a Gavri Tomi Bisa, so Oy no for Chamir Beer or Sakhmi Ritwe Chay, we have a Gavri Tomi Bisa Mashim Kibesh in Afkelon Mer Akomo in Chay Vela Bigolu. Alright, Yiboy says, so one Teres of Gimori was Rabbonim. So now, so Mimele, then we have no difficulty in the Sefer that says, China Beish, Mimibeya, that the Eish is higher than Rolo, than Shein Rolo. That is, what is it in Rolo, Kelim? Mashein, Kimbeya, so Kelim is Kota. But then you ask, so why doesn't it mention as a Chumre of Sheir against Beya, that is higher, Sheir is higher than Kelim? It's only Shia. So my shir, I shir, shir tov. Iboi say nei. So the first teretz is that the braise calls in Rabbanon. The second teretz is that the braise calls in Rabbi Yude. Iboi say nei, I'm Rabbi Yude. Yidoba shini rool ol av lasu yike. So then you ask, if Rabbi Yude, how can this, the Sefer say, chila beish, yibbeir, sheish chir devin rool ol shini rool ol. So what is in the role of Kelim? No, Shini Rool ol doesn't mean Kelim. Because the braise represents the view of Rabbi Yude. But it is, and the shita of Rabbi Yude is, the shita of Rabbi Yude is that there is no ptur of Kelim Bibeya, and the shita of Rabbi Yude is also there is no ptur of Tomun Beish. Rabbi Yude is Mechayev Tomun Beish, and Rabbi Yude is Mechayev Kelim Bibeya. So what does it mean? Chimea Mibeish Mibeya.